عنده. طيب ذات الله سبحانه وتعالى made it very clear that mankind must follow Islam and must hold to it and disassociate from whatever contradicts Islam. The declaration لا إله إلا الله, which means there is no true God but Allah, not only negates all false deities and confirms worship only to Allah, it also requires the complete disassociation from any form of worship to any false deity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what is translated to mean in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 256. Chapter 2, verse 256. There is no compulsion in religion. Verily, the right path has become distinct from the wrong path. Whoever disbelieves in Taghut, and Taghut means false deities, and believes in Allah, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that will never break. That will never break. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 256. Chapter 2, verse 256. Furthermore, to declare that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to declare that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the messenger and slave of Allah, requires the belief that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trusted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver the message of Islam, and that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be followed and obeyed because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed in the Quran in Surah 59 verse 7. In chapter 59 verse 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what it means, and whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it and fear Allah. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. Jazakumullah khair. All the ways and methods that are needed by the Muslim to fulfill this declaration of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, are explained in the Quran by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger warned that there are ways that lead to shirk and to kufr and rejection of faith. The Muslim therefore must be very knowledgeable about Tawheed so that he doesn't indulge in practices and or concepts that contradict the essence of Islam. The most dangerous and widely existing ways that breach Tawheed are the following. Number one, shirk in the worship of Allah, which means to associate something and or anyone in the worship of Allah. So the first thing that it breaches one's Islam is shirk, which means to associate something and or anyone in the worship of Allah. And the evidence for this is in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 116. Chapter 4, verse 116. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what means, verily Allah forgives not the sin of setting up rivals in worship with Him, but He forgives whom He pleases other sins than that. This is in 4:116. 4:116. Now, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 5, verse 72. In chapter 5, verse 72. Verily, whosoever sets up rivals in worship with Allah, then Allah has forbidden al-Jannah, paradise for him, and the fire will be his abode. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jannah, and we ask Him to save us from the fire of hell. So, this is the first thing. Secondly, the second matter that breaches one's tawheed is setting up intermediaries between a person and Allah. This is kufr, this is disbelief. Calling upon them, whether they are dead, present, or absent. Prophets, saints, or imams, or the like. Seeking their intercession and depending upon them in matters which only Allah is able to do and or to be sought. All of this is considered to be kufr. This is considered to be disbelief. Those who do this are taking associates with Allah, and this is therefore part of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 22, then set not up rivals unto Allah while you know well the fact. While you know well the fact. The Prophet ﷺ was once asked, which sin is the greatest or the gravest? He ﷺ said that you set up rivals unto Allah despite the fact that He has created you. Despite the fact that He has created you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what means? In Surah 10, chapter 10, verse 106. Chapter 10, verse 106, Allah says, what means? And call not on other than Allah, and that will neither profit you nor hurt you, but if in case you did so, you shall certainly be one of the zalimeen, those who commit shirk. This is the second one. The third one, believing that the mushriks, meaning those who commit shirk, are not kuffar, or doubting their kufr, or defending and correcting their beliefs. Example, believing that all those whom Allah declared as kafirs are not so, including the creeds of the people of the book, then this is kufr. Then this in itself constitutes kufr. I will repeat. Believing that the mushriks, meaning those who commit shirk, are not kuffar, or doubting their kufr, or defending and correcting their beliefs is kufr. What's the evidence for this? The evidence for this is in Surah chapter 5, verse 51. Chapter 5, verse 51. What means? And he amongst you who take them wholeheartedly, meaning as friends, then surely he is one of them. Then he is surely one of them. This is one of the greatest contradictions to Tawheed. And this is because when the person says La ilaha illallah, there is no true God but Allah, one must believe in the falsehood of worshipping anyone other than Allah. Thus we must negate all false deities and religions other than Islam and affirm that only Allah has the right to be worshipped. Here it is important to caution that many Muslims are reluctant and feel ashamed to say the word kafir to describe a disbeliever or to point out their acts of shirk. Some even look at the kafirs, such as the Jews and the Christians, with a great deal of admiration, fear, and obedience. They have an inferiority complex that leads them to become blind followers and defenders of the kuffar and their ways. And this puts the Muslim who does this in grave danger, since this leads to the destruction of his own identity as a Muslim. The Muslim's position about these matters must be a disassociation from kufr and shirk and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Prophet, and the believers. What is the evidence for this? The evidence is in Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 28. Chapter 3, verse 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let not the believers take the disbelievers as awliya, meaning as supporters, helpers, etc., instead of the believers. And whoever does that will never be helped by Allah in any way, except if you indeed fear a danger from them. This is an exception. Except if you indeed fear a danger from them. And Allah warns you against Himself, His punishment, and to Allah is the final return. Chapter 3, verse 28. We are commanded to call them in the best ways to the truth of Islam. The fourth matter is the belief that guidance by someone other than the Prophet ﷺ is better, or that ruling by other than the rule of Muhammad ﷺ is better, then this is kufr, and this is disbelief. The rule of Muhammad ﷺ is the rule of Allah. And we have the evidence for this in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 65. Chapter 4, verse 65. What means? Allah says, what means? But know, by your Lord, they can have no faith until they make you judge in all disputes between them, and find in their souls no resistance against your decisions, but accept them fully with submission. But accept them fully with submission. Some examples of this are, for example, the belief that systems and laws made by human beings are better than or equal to the Sharia of Islam, or that the Islamic system is not suitable for the contemporary times, and that Islam is the cause of the backwardness of the Muslims. This is an example. Another example. The belief that enforcing the punishments prescribed by Allah, such as cutting of the hand of the thief or the stoning of an adulterer, is not suitable for this day and age. This is another example, just examples. And there are many examples, but this is to illustrate this important point. Fifthly, the fifth matter that breaches one's Islam is hating any command or anything of the Prophet ﷺ's message, despite practicing it. Hating any command or anything of the Prophet ﷺ's message, despite practicing it. This is kufr, this is disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah 47, verse 9, Surah 47, verse 9, what means? That is because they hate that which Allah has sent down, so He, Allah, has made their deeds fruitless. That is because they hate that which Allah has sent down, so He has made their deeds fruitless. The sixth matter. Mocking any part of Islam or any of Allah's names and attributes is kufr. Mocking any part of Islam or any of Allah's names and attributes is kufr. This is evident from the verse in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 65. Chapter 9, verse 65, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, was it at Allah and His signs and His messenger that you are mocking? Make no excuse, you have disbelieved, became kuffar after you had believed. Yeah. Okay. Seven. Involvement in magic. Magic. Considering it permissible to practice and spread ways that may, for example, sway man from the good things he likes. Example, you use magic to sow discord between a man and his wife, or reduce man to do what he dislikes or is bad for him. These ways of magic are satanic. These are satanic ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what is signified by the following translation in chapter 2, verse 102. In chapter 2, verse 102. Solomon did not disbelieve, but the devils disbelieved. teaching men magic and such things that came down at the billion to the two angels, Harut and Marut. But neither of these two angels taught anyone such things till they said, we are only for trial, so disbelieve not by learning the magic from us. So we conclude, therefore, that magic, where it is considered permissible to practice and to spread its ways, this is part of disbelief. Today, we see many people seek help from the so-called fortune tellers. They believe that these tellers know what will happen. This is kufr, this is disbelief. The Prophet ﷺ warned that, quote, he ﷺ said, whoever goes to a priest, soothsayer or a fortune teller, and believes him in what he says, has committed kufr and denied what was revealed to Muhammad. End of quote. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever goes to a priest, soothsayer or a fortune teller, and believes him in what he says, has committed kufr and denied what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is sahih. Alhamdulillah. Believing in sorcery and horoscopy is as setting up rivals with Allah, and this is shirk, and this is shirk. Sorcery and horoscopy involve shirk because they involve seeking the help of the devils. They also involve believing or claiming that someone can have absolute knowledge of the unseen, which are the hidden matters or matters which are beyond perception by the senses. Knowing the unseen is an attribute that belongs only to Allah, and He gives some of this knowledge to whom He pleases from the prophets and angels. To claim that anyone else may have absolute knowledge of the unseen is shirk, as it involves giving a right that belongs only to Allah to other than Allah. Practicing sorcery and horoscopy through the assistance of the devils is also of the major shirk. Eighth matter that breaches one's Islam is standing by the mushriks, supporting them and helping them against the Muslims so that they, the mushriks, will be the prevalent ones. This is considered kufr. This is considered kufr. But look at the condition. Standing by the mushriks, supporting them and helping them against the Muslims so that they, the kafirs, will be the prevalent ones. Meaning loving for them to be the prevalent, assisting them to be the prevalent. This is considered kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah 5, verse 51, chapter 5, verse 51, and he amongst you who take them as friends, meaning wholeheartedly, then surely he is one of them. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. The ninth matter that breaches one's Islam is to believe that some quote unquote special people don't have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is considered disbelief. This is considered kufr because it negates the second part of the declaration of Tawheed, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah. Such a person indeed had desired a quote religion other than Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 3, verse 85, chapter 3, verse 85, and whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. Will be one of the losers. The tenth matter that breaches one's Islam is completely turning away from the religion of Allah, not learning it and practicing it, is considered disbelief, is considered kufr. Completely turning away from the religion of Allah, not learning it and practicing it, is considered kufr. And the evidence is in chapter 32, verse 22. Chapter 32, verse 22. Chapter 32, verse 22. Which signifies the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who does more wrong than the one to whom are recited the ayat, the verses the proofs, the evidences, etc. of his Lord, then he turns aside from them. Who is more wrong than this? Verily, we shall exact retribution from the mujrimeen, from the criminals, the disbelievers, all of his sinners, etc. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also said, but those who disbelieve, turn away from the Quran about which they are warned. But those who disbelieve, turn away from that about which they are warned. Finally, it must be pointed out that there is no difference in accountability between the one who seriously commits any of the above acts or the one who claims to be just joking, playing, or mocking. The only exception is when someone commits any of these 10 acts under compulsion. Even then his heart must be filled with iman, with faith and tawheed of Allah, even under the state of compulsion. His heart must be the heart of a believer. Another serious matter is that the issue of declaring someone as kafir, either from the rulers or the common people of the Muslims, is not left for the unlearned of the common Muslims or heads of the so-called Hizbi groups. What is Hizbi groups? Hizbi groups meaning partisan groups that have deviated from the Sunnah and pure Islam as practiced by the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. It is to be left to the reliable scholars who follow the Quran, authentic Sunnah, in the context of the Salaf's way of understanding the deen. The Salaf meaning the companion of the Prophet ﷺ and those who follow them in goodness. Not to be left to innovators and the politically and emotionally driven ones. We must fear Allah in this matter, which had caused and still causes deviation in the Ummah at large. We seek refuge in Allah from such deeds, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the truth clear to us all. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. These are the 10 ways that nullifies one's Islam. Inshallah, I have finished editing them and so forth, and we'll make it available inshallah ta'ala on the site, and also available. You recorded the lecture, alhamdulillah. Sister Ahmed also will assist anyone who wants these 10 methods, inshallah, available to them, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, alhamdulillah. JazakAllah khair, Sister Ahmed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. I have them inshallah on the PC here. I will mail them to you inshallah. Yes. I will mail them to you inshallah ta'ala, the entire article inshallah ta'ala. The entire article with the evidences inshallah ta'ala. طيب ما شاء الله. We'll send them inshallah, we'll make them available to Sister Ahmed, and we'll put them on the site understandislam.net so that people can download them in there from inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah ta'ala will resume the regular classes with you later, maybe this week. Inshallah ta'ala. Now I have to go, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your stay beneficial and to reward you abundantly for your patience. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And JazakAllah khair, Brother Shamim, for inviting me. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.